Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, December 7th, 2015, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Before we go to tonight's special guest speakers, I want to quickly go out to Salt Lake City, Utah, and to one of the top executive directors on our team. He and his wife, Kate, are the National Vice Presidents of Utah and are six-figure ring earners, and they have some associates on their team that they want to recognize tonight. Mr. Ryan Burns, welcome to the call, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. Great, great. Now, well, first off, I just want to say we're excited, you know, to be working a little bit more closely with, you know, our Platinums and, you know, the legends of the Moore family. We appreciate you guys so much, and we're excited for some people that are moving through the ranks and earning their pay raises. We have a new manager on the team, Miss Amy Bechtel. She's doing a phenomenal job out there in Virginia, plugging in there in Lexington with Mr. Jeff Hughes and things like that. We've also got a new manager in the organization. His name's Mr. Jay Soleather. Both of these guys are, you know, Hit Performance Club in their first month in the business, and also Hit Manager, and several other people that have Fast Start qualified. But, you know, I'm really excited for the training tonight with Mr. Frank McCoyne, and appreciate all that you guys do. Mr. Moore, we appreciate you. Thank you for having us on.
Well, you're welcome, Ryan, and we appreciate you guys plugging in. We know you do an awesome job with your team. I want to remind everyone that following this call at 9 p.m. Central, we'll be having a special B2B call that we do actually the first Monday of every month. And tonight's special guest speaker is none other than $250,000 ring earner and Millionaire Club member from Ada, Miss Stephanie Moore. So you definitely don't want to miss out on that. I also want to congratulate Mac and Anna Aguibar from North Dakota. They tied for second in the company with three recruits last week, and they're doing a fantastic job each and every month being one of the top recruiters on our More Success team. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a Platinum Council member, $500,000 ring earner, who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I sure am, Randy. And, Randy, I believe that we not have a couple of Ryan's people in our Super Saturday. The lady had just made her performance club, made her fast start in the first 6 days.
Yes, she did. They were actually from Ada. And
Mr. Chris Rossi, yeah.
Yeah, so I
great
want to
job
congratulate them, too. They were very energetic. They were very, and I know she's going to do great things along with her sponsors, so we sure wanted to recognize them. But Randy, before we even start the speakers tonight, I'd like to say this. Some of you may know, some of you may not, but Mary King is very, very Mary, not Larry now. Mary King is very, very sick. She's had a terrific stroke. I spoke to Larry again today. He said that they're going to beat this thing, but it's going to be maybe a slow process, and they really desire everybody's prayers. So for you to pray for Mary King that she will get better quick. She's been here a long, long time. She's a good asset to Legal Shield, and we appreciate their leadership very much. Now then, Randy, it's my honor, and I do say honor, because Frank keeps me laughing about half the time. But Frank McCoyne is not only a good friend to have, Frank is a great, absolutely a great businessman. He's just, you know, Frank's a traditional business owner. In Charleston, in South Carolina, businessman of the year recipient, one of the top 52 businessmen in the United States for the National Chamber of Commerce. And I could go on and on. He's a great trainer. But I think the best part about Frank, and he'll appreciate this, is his lovely wife. I think that's what really puts a little pep in Frank's step, you know. Although Teresa did say he's all blow and no go, that's a lie. He didn't say that. No. But, you know, Teresa and Frank are Platinum 2 jacket earners, $250,000 ring earners, Millionaire Club members, Network Vice President Sarah Kiner, Power 20 and Performance Club for Life, and Teresa, special ed teacher, relied along with being a business owner. And I could never, if I took all night, say enough good things about these folks and how I appreciate their friendship, appreciate their leadership. And you folks, hope you have your pen, recorder, or something, because this train tonight will be absolutely, absolutely fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce your friends, my friends, and leaders in Legal Shield, Ms. Frank and Teresa Coyne.
Well, Mr. Moore, thank you so very much. It is truly our honor to be a part of your call tonight. I mean, there's y'all are so special. I mean, we're not in your team, but I still feel like we're part of the family, and you always make us feel like that, Mr. Moore. And so thank you for asking us, and congratulations to your new managers and Fast Start recruits. It's awesome. That's what the business is all about. And so we're excited. We're excited to be on your call. And I do need to ask you, though, did I hear you say you have another call at what time? I want to make sure we're respecting your time here.
We don't have the next call till 9 o'clock. You know.
Okay.
And, you know,
all right.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say I was training on, but I'll go ahead and let you do
that's
that.
That's okay. That's fine. We're Frank and I are going to talk about. Well, I'm going to talk about three principles of success that I believe are really important, and then Frank is going to actually add to that when he comes on the line here. So I'm going to start with. There's a lot of principles of success. We all know that, but I've chosen three to talk about tonight. And the first one is about building great relationships. And there's honestly nothing more important in our business than that, because our business is people. I mean, we need to be conscious of building relationships with our prospects. We need to build great relationships with our team, our downline, sideline. We need to all the B2B people, they're great at, they learn to be great at building relationships with their business owners they deal with, the HR managers, and all of us need to be really great with dealing with with our home office personnel. I'm just getting a little feedback there. So how do you do that? And Frank is going to actually elaborate a little more on this, but we have to build high trust relationships. Honestly, I have seen people in our own business who, and across the board, who know how to do the business. They do great three-way calls. They do great prospecting. They do great recruiting. They do great everything, but they're not consistent with building good relationships. And it's really something that I think needs to be to really build a big team and have great growth in the organization. That relationship needs to be solid. I mean, we have to do what we say we're going to do, whether it's returning a phone call, following through with a promise, helping someone with an issue, whatever it is. So, you know, doing what we say we're going to do builds high trust relationships. Being on time, and like Mr. Sunsucker says, if you can't be on time, you've got to be early. I love that. You know, when we show up late, that does not build trust. You know, what a simple thing for us to be conscious of. And then just simply being consistent, being reliable, knowing someone can count on us. That is really a big part of building relationships. So I'm going to give you three principles and then some strategies to help achieve that. So with the strategy for building great relationships, I believe that if we take care of the relationships, the money is going to take care of itself. It does. And I'm going to recommend a book. There's a book, a small, tiny book. You can probably read it in one sitting, even if you're in the bathroom. It's really small, but it's powerful. It's called Skill with People, Skill with People by Les Giblin. Powerful book on all the principles of building great relationships. I highly recommend that. The second principle I want to talk about is learning to sit still and focus. We have a war of dramatic distractions going on with all of us. We've got texting and emailing and TV and radio and Facebook and Twitter and, you know, just constant interruptions, the phone ringing all day long. And here's some really interesting statistics. In the average day, the average entrepreneur spends 2.1 hours in distractions. That's a lot. We're interrupted about every 11 minutes if we don't control the environment. And it honestly takes about 25 minutes to get back in that really alpha state of focus, you know, that really where you're really, you know, getting things done. But honestly, if you're interrupted every 11 minutes, you never really get back. 28% of our time is spent on multitasking, but I've learned that there's really no such thing as multitasking. You can only switch back and forth from things that you're doing. And in a CNN report, you may have heard about this, they said that switching makes you dumber than if you were stoned. Your IQ literally drops 10 points when you switch back and forth, when you check your email and answer a phone call and go back to your project and go back to the email and go. And I am so guilty of this. And, you know, I honestly, I know how much more productive I am when I turn off the email, turn off my phone, and make my calls or whatever project I'm working on. If I just focus singly on that, and Lord goodness, we get it done like 10 times faster. So there's a great example. I don't know where I heard this. Might have been on one of Darren Hardy's CDs. But the example was Michelangelo when he was making the statue of David. Of course, he visualized it, and it's beautiful. I know you've seen pictures of it or maybe even seen it. But and what the analogy here is that he had to chip away at everything not in his vision. And so we all have to just, we have to chip away at our distractions. So here's the strategy for making that work for us instead of against us. Turn off the electronics. Just turn them off. Have a set time of day when we focus on thinking, strategizing, planning, and we actually spend time on the important activities, the monetary creating activities, making the phone calls and the follow-ups or making the appointments, whatever. And if we do that in the first 90 minutes of our day, we'll knock it out. And it won't take us all day to do that, which many times it does. So, let me just tell you, I'm speaking to myself more than y'all probably when on this strategy number two, learning to sit still and focus and turn off the electronics. So, but here's number three, and to me, I think this is one of the most insightful strategies for success. We are paid to be scared. We are paid to be scared. We are paid to push the envelope. When we approach our friends and contacts, and when we're building relationships with our team, we might be speaking in front of a group for the first time. We might be coaching an associate who's doing the business not the best way. We got to get up the courage to talk to him. We've got to make cold calls. When we do these things, we feel vulnerable because we're in fear. And here's the point. We must be okay being vulnerable to get past our fear. I'm reading a book, Daring Greatly, by Brené Brown. She defines vulnerability as uncertainty, taking risks, and emotional exposure. And she makes it clear vulnerability isn't weakness. It takes courage. Vulnerability is when we present our product to the world and don't get a great response. When we do a presentation in front of employees and nobody signs up. When we approach a cold market prospect out and about in a restaurant and we get a no way, I'm not interested, a negative response. When we make a mistake and we ask forgiveness, that's vulnerability. Being accountable requires vulnerability. We don't, you know, sometimes we make promises or we like Mr. Stonecipher's challenge and we don't follow through with it. You know, that being accountable takes being vulnerable sometimes. Stepping up to the plate after we've had a lot of strikeouts, that is vulnerability. We have vulnerability. Here's what it is. Vulnerability, it requires truth and it requires courage. Successful leaders must realize their self-worth is not on the table. This author in her book, which I think is fantastic, says, yes, it will be disappointing and difficult if your friends or colleagues don't share your enthusiasm or if things don't go well, but this effort is about what you do, not who you are. See, regardless of the outcome, you've already dared greatly, and that is totally aligned with your values, with who you want to be. The deep fear we all have of being wrong, of being belittled, of feeling less than, it's what stops us from taking the very risk required to move forward. I'm going to read that last sentence again because doesn't this describe what happens to a lot of new associates who come into business and they disappear? The deep fear we all have of being wrong, of being belittled, of feeling less than, is exactly what stops us from taking the very risk required to move forward. we all seem to attach at some point, and hopefully everybody's getting over it, our self-worth to the nose. But we all know the nose are necessary to build a business. I will guarantee you, Ken Moore, who's platinum 5, 6, or 7, I can't keep up, I guarantee you he has had more nose than all of us probably combined on the phone tonight. We have to separate our self-worth from the activity. So here's some strategies to help us with this and to help our new associates with this. And this may be the most important thing we talk about tonight, because getting past that, no matter what level we are in business, but especially for the people in their first year, we have to, number one, here's strategy number one to help us with this, take personal development seriously. Read this book, Daring Greatly. Turn your car into a moving university. Listen to the many books and audios and the seminars that your leaders actually suggest. Number two, we have to accept that our mindset is our number one factor for success. See, success is not intelligence. It's not genetics. It's downright grit, G-R-I-T. That's the ability to pursue your vision and believe in your vision when the rest of the world is mocking you, discounting you, discouraging you. Staying focused on your vision and moving toward it and being vulnerable along the way is part of it. And here's the great thing. Eventually, that same world that's mocking you is going to be respecting you and looking up to you and being so amazed at what you've achieved, because you got through that part of your growth. And the third element, the third strategy for achieving success and making vulnerability be a part of it is just giving yourself time. Time to work on yourself along with working on your business. So I hope some of that helped some people on the call tonight. And I'm going to turn the call over to Frank, if I can grab him off the other line here. He's talking to his son. That's what he was doing. Well, I'll just talk to our son. So here is Mr. Frank Acoin, and I'm going to put him on my headset. So hang on a second while I switch over to him so you can hear some more great information.
All right. Go ahead and call your son back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, everybody. Ken, can you hear me okay? Hello?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, Frank.
Okay. Sharpest, I was doing the most exciting thing I've done all day, and that's talk to my son, who's out in Durango, Colorado. And, hey, congratulations to everybody that was announced that they did an upgrade. I'm getting some feedback. Can anybody else hear that but me?
I can't hear anything, Frank.
You really can't hear anything?
No, sir.
Okay. I'm hearing myself talking. That's kind of frustrating, but it's all right. Anyway, I want to follow up on what Teresa was saying, and I listened in just to hear what she had to say about trust. I'm really getting a lot of feedback. I'm hearing people talk.
Okay, try it now. I'm trying to mute a few people out. I apologize.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that was really rough. I'm getting the feedback, but I'm not hearing the people. I'm hearing
I don't know
the people
where that's
again.
Coming from, because I've got all the lines muted. I'm not real sure.
I don't either. Do you think I should call back in?
No, I think you'll be okay. Go right ahead, sir.
If I can. Hey, Therese?
I'm not hearing any feedback at all on my end, Frank.
Yeah, and I know it's frustrating for you to be saying this, but I'm hearing myself talk. I'm hearing an echo of every word I'm saying. I'm going to have her dial right back in. Is that okay?
All right. We'll just hold on for you then.
Okay.
Hopefully. We'll just have to hold on, ladies and gentlemen, just a second. I apologize for that. Is Mr. Ken Moore still on?
Right here, Randy.
Okay. I wasn't hearing any feedback. Were you?
I hear myself feeding back.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not hearing anything on my end. Do we have you back, Frank?
Yeah, I'm back now.
All right, sir. You sound good.
And I'm still getting it.
Well, I don't know. Do you hear me?
I don't have. Does anybody else hear? Is on speaker line?
I'm
hearing people
right.
Talk. I'm hearing people talk too.
I don't hear anybody but you, Frank. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
With you.
Teresa, would you grab my phone right there and dial that number? And I totally apologize for this. I want to do this training revival.
Well, we're sorry too, Frank. I just don't know what to do. So.
Well, we're gonna she's gonna dial back in on another phone and see if we can get rid of this.
Okay.
I mean, I talk to myself a lot, but not like this.
But you always get the answers, don't you?
I'll tell you a joke in the meantime. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Let's try this. You got them?
Not letting me
okay. Okay, we may have to go with this. She's having a hard time. Go ahead, keep trying that, okay? And I apologize to everybody on the phone. It's just that I'm hearing every single word I'm saying twice. Go through. I'm going to make this worthwhile if we get done there. Did I lose y'all?
No, you're good. And I only hear you once, Frank. I'm not getting an echo or anything. So.
I know, but you can.
It's not working.
Okay, let me go ahead and try to do this. And I'll just have to put it with myself. I hope I can get through it. Anyway, I want to talk about what you were mentioning one time. It's not part of my. What are you doing, babe?
I'm just looking for the number.
Okay. It's not part of my talk. You talked about trust. I do want to emphasize that. You know, that's one of the biggest things in business, and that's what makes the whole world go around. Trust is a lubricant, literally, that makes all businesses work. And when trust is broken, there's friction. Whether that trust is broken in a friendship or a marriage or trust is broken between your children, trust is a lubricant that makes the entire world go around. And I didn't want to miss saying that. You got it on there?
Okay. Can y'all hear me now?
Are we on now?
I can hear you, Frank.
Okay, now I'm good. We changed phones here. Okay, so let me go ahead and start this, okay? I'm going to touch base on this relationship thing she was talking about. But before I start this, I'll tell you some stuff I figured out early in my life. And it bore out true my entire life that the bank doesn't care how much money you put in the bank. They'll let you deposit all the money you want to in your bank. And I have figured out also that you can buy all the homes you want in your life. If you want to buy one home or 100 homes, you can buy all the homes you want. You can buy all the cars you want, all the boats you want, and you can take all the vacations you want. And you can literally have it all in America. And the way you do that is you just become an above-average person. I've never met anybody yet that ran a successful business that didn't eventually become an above-average person. The most frustrating thing I've ever seen, and it's happened to me many times, is that people who are wanting to live an above-average life, but they don't become an above-average person. And we all want to fill our bank accounts with money. We all want to have the houses and everything. And the way you do that is that you fill your mind with the skills, concepts, and principles and relationships of an above-average person. And once you fill your mind with those skills, those concepts, and those principles, then you can fill your bank account with basically, you know, all the money that you want to. And there's three methods to become an above-average person. And you can choose which one you want. And I chose this first one. In the first part of my life, and it didn't work real well. The trial and error method. I just, you know, I'd go at it and I'd do this and that would fail, and I'd do that and it failed, and I'd do this and it just was so damn painful. You know, I finally learned out that trial and error is not the fastest and most comfortable way to go. And then you can just, you know, do it over years and years and years and years. And then that just was taking too much time. And then when I discovered, all I had to do was copy other people who had already been successful and find some mentors that had already done it, that was the fast track. So I gave up the trial and error, you know, and I thought, well, you know, there's only so many years in my life, so I can take 40 years or 50 years to be able to do all this stuff, or I can just find me some mentors like the Moores and figure out, you know, what skills, concepts, and principles they were using and copy what they were doing, and then get it to fit my, you know, my own method of doing that. And I found out that the happiest people in the world
and the happiest people on earth are the people who are always learning and always growing. They're the happiest people. They're the most fun to be around. They're the most respected people. And all you have to do that is just upgrade your thinking. We upgrade everything else. We upgrade our phones. I know a lot of you probably upgraded your phone. We upgrade our computers. We upgrade our cars. We upgrade our homes. We upgrade our dress. Some people even upgrade their spouses. I've never had to do that, but a lot of people even change spouses. So we can live an above average, you know, life and a good life if we just upgrade the way we're thinking. And the first skill that I think is the biggest skill is the one Teresa mentioned, and it's the skill of building relationships. Once I learned how to build relationships, because you have to build that relationship with that client, you have to build that relationship with that vendor, you have to build a relationship with the home office, with your team. You know, if you don't build the relationships, then basically you have nothing. It just nothing works. And so there's nothing more important. It trumps everything. Every other skill is trumped by relationships, because one person coming in your business because of a relationship can change everything in your life. And so I'm going to talk about one of those concepts, and it's called the five hinges. And this is something that, you know, if you teach your children this, your grandkids this, they will live an above-average life. These five little skills will change everything in your life starting right now. And I have taught this probably in all my stores. I mean, we've taken three companies outside of Legal Shield from zero to over $200 million each. And the first thing I started out with when I opened every store, regardless of what state or what city it was in, was sit down and teaching all the employees these five little skills to build relationships so that, you know, everybody would respect them, like them, want to be around them, send them clients. And then there was not a sales deal. Everybody was recommending these people. So the first one of these five little hinges, I call it the five hinges that opens every door to your future. And you may want to write these down, because these literally are some of the most important skills I have ever learned in my life. The first one is respect. The number one thing to do is respect everyone that you meet and everybody that you're with. A matter of fact, a good mindset to have is to treat everyone like they were a multimillionaire or like they were a celebrity. In other words, respect goes further than just, you know, what you think. It's respect on how you dress in front of them. Respect is how you listen to what they're saying and not trying to overtalk them. Respect is taking what they say and then asking if you understand. Let me make sure I understand that and repeat it back to them. So showing respect to everybody and treating them like they were a multimillionaire or like Oprah Winfrey or Donald Trump or Bill Gates, or like Mr. Moore. I mean, if Mr. Moore came in my house, you can believe, or if Ken Moore walked in my house, we would treat them like they were a celebrity. And we'd make sure that their room was right. We'd make sure the car we picked them up in was right. We'd make sure that we were right. So the first thing to do is respect people, respect their time, and just have total respect for them. The next part of the hinge, that's the first hinge, showing total respect for everybody, is showing up on time. When you have an appointment and you show up on time, it's showing respect. And all of us, we're going to an appointment, we know we're going to be 10 or 15 minutes late. I mean, we know that. And all the way there, we're trying to make up some excuse. Well, it was the traffic. Well, people say that's crap. Well, they know it's not the traffic. They know you just started out late. And this thing about showing up on time, think about it. If you're going on a sales call and you're supposed to be there at 9 and you don't show up and another salesperson does show up, you lose the sale. If you're going on a date and you don't show up on time and somebody else gets there, then you lose the date. You're trying to buy a certain car. You want to go there and get it and you're not there on time. Someone else gets it. You're going after a deal on a house and you show up late and you lose it. And what happens is that our families tolerate us showing up late. You know, our friends tolerate us showing up late. You know, in school sometimes they don't tolerate too much. In college they don't give a damn whether you show up or not because you've already paid. But let me just assure you one thing. In the business world, you show up late, And every second you're late, every minute you're late, there's somebody's losing respect for you. They're losing their trust in you. And the trust is what makes the lubricant that makes that whole deal go through. So showing up on time is absolutely critical. The other thing is doing what you say you're going to do. Now, so many people don't do what they say they're going to do. And I've seen this over and over and over again. And they never finish what they start. If you show up on time and you do what you say you're going to do and you finish what you start, and even if you don't do it right, you don't finish it right, at least you've done it and you've got another shot at it. So total respect for everybody, showing up on time, doing what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it, and when you're finished, you say thanks and please. Thanks for letting me do that, and please, if there's anything else in the world I can ever do for you, you know, you just call me. And I will tell you that if you will teach your children and your grandchildren to do those things, that they will move ahead faster than anybody, no matter if they're educated or not educated, because there are, I bet you 1 out of 10,000 people never do those 5 things consistently. You've got to be consistent with that. So remember that the business world, and if you ever want to become an above average person, you do show respect. You do show up on time. You do finish what you start. And you do say thanks and please. And if there's anything else in the world I can ever do for you, please let me know. And when you do that, people will refer you. I own real estate, a lot of real estate. And when I have a repair guy go to one of my places and fix that place, whether it's heating and air, the roofing, the plumbing, the siding, concrete work, well, no matter what it is, if they show up on time and they do what they say they're going to do and they finish what they start and they thank me for the job and say, thanks for letting me do that, and please, if there's anything else I can do to help you, you just call me. I will recommend that person to everybody. He never has to advertise, because I know a lot of people. And so when you've got an associate and you treat them with total, utter respect, and you show up on the calls on time, and then they see you showing up on time, and you doing what you say you're going to do, and you finishing what you start, and you tell them thanks and please, hey, they say, listen, thanks for letting me help you with that 3-way, and if there's anything else I can do, please just give me a call. You know, thanks for helping me let you do that sit down. And please, if I can help you do another one, let me know. You know, thanks for coming to the briefing. You really help support our team. And if there's anything I can do for you, you just let me know. So that one little thing, that 1-5 hinge can change your entire life tomorrow on your job, in your church, in your family. And let me just tell you something. If you do this at home, like if your wife calls you in the car and says, could you please bring home some bread and eggs and bacon? And then you get home and you haven't brought home the eggs, the bread, and the bacon. Here's what she knows. You don't respect her, and then you come in late and you're not on time and you didn't do what you said you didn't do, you didn't finish what you start. In her mind, she says, what in the world was I thinking marrying to this guy? I got to live with this guy the rest of my life. It's really important to do these things at home. It's really important to do this with your friends. It's really important to do this with everybody that you meet. So the number one thing that I'm saying is, once you build those relationships, you can build almost anything, because everybody in the world will refer you. And I'll leave you with one other thing. One of the things I do all the time when I start a new business is I write a list of goals down of what I want to get done in that business, whether it's in Legal Shield, my business in Legal Shield, whether it's with my real estate business, whether it's any of my other businesses. I write down my goals. I write down my list of friends, and I match the two up. And I go, which one of my friends can help me get this done? Because I help them get everything done in their business. So I make a list of all my goals, and then I make a list of all my friends. and I say, which one of my friends can I ask to help with this situation? What mentors can I get? And if you don't have a friend that can help you get those homes, get those cars, get that money rolling, get those associates, recruit those people, If they can't help you, learn how to set up a meeting, set up a call, teach you how to do three-way calls, how to do sit-downs, how to handle objections, then you need to get some new friends. So just set your goals and match your goals with your friends, and you'll find out that probably 99% of the people you run around with are not there to help you with your goals and don't have the skills to learn you, to help you do that. And it's nothing against them. You just need to find some new relationships. And the way you find those new relationships is be respectful, show up on time, do what you say you're going to do, finish what you start, and say thanks and please. So that's my little training tonight. And it's one of the most fun trainings I ever do because it makes the most impact on people's lives. So I'll turn it back over to you.
You know, Frank, we really appreciate that. And I was kind of smiling because, you know, I'm from the old school, and one thing my dad always taught me was respect. And if I hadn't showed up on time, he'd have found out I'd have been there next time on time. Because that's
you
the way
got
it's raised.
That right.
He always said,
and this is really an important training for everybody. I mean, it sounds
really
so
is.
Simple.
And he always said, keep your word, son, and always thank people for what they do for you. Those four things, the please, I don't remember if he ever showed me to say that, but I said please so much of my life. I think it's my second book. Okay. I love what you did tonight. We appreciate it. I think this will hit home to lots and lots of people. And you're always
well. It'll make you become an above average person. I will tell you that. It'll help you have an above average bank account.
Well,
what I'd like to do, Ken, is ask. Mr. Morris, ask something. If people like this training, I'd love to hear from them. They can just text me a message and say they got something out of it or they didn't get anything out of it. Do you mind if I get my number out so they could text me and let me know if they enjoyed this?
It'll be our honor, Frank. You go right ahead.
Yeah, because I really like feedback. It's 843-324-2929. That's my personal cell phone number, 843-324-2929. And so, you know, I don't run around with anybody that's not disciplined. I don't run around with very many people very long if they're not practicing, you know, these five skills because you can't trust them. And trust is that lubricant that makes everything go around. So the five hinges, I'll swear to you, you know, I taught my children this as fast as I could, you know, when they was growing up, as fast as they could understand it, that trust is the lubricant that makes the world go around, and just a little bit of a break in trust causes friction in any relationship, and pretty soon it'll come to a screeching halt if they don't trust you enough. And this is the way you build trust, to build relationships, to build an above-average life and live an above-average, wonderful life. So there you go.
Frank, on a more comical deal, this might work in my marriage because I've only been married 60 years come January 3rd. You think this helped me stay another 60?
That's right, because if lightning strikes you and my wife, I'm coming to see your wife. She's nice.
I knew it. I'm going to turn it to Randy. Frank, thank you and Teresa so much. You're outstanding people. We consider you very good friends. I know you do us, and we appreciate you so much. And by
tell your kids I said hi. I'm really proud of all of you.
Well, I'm kind of proud of them, too. You know, Jeremy's the only one, and Stephanie's the only one that made Platinum 7 in the state of Oklahoma.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a pretty good accomplishment. We're proud of them. Me and Randy, though, we're fighting on. We're coming behind. But we're
okay, this is Frank and Teresa in sunny Charleston, South Carolina, saying good night to everybody.
Frank?
Yes.
Frank, we appreciate you.
I think Randy wants to say something to you.
Thank you all so much for having us on. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Frank. We appreciate you and Teresa. You did an awesome job tonight. And I want to remind everyone again in about 25 minutes that we're going to have a 9 p.m. Central Time. We're going to be having a special B2B call. Now, we actually do this call the first Monday of every month, and tonight's special guest speaker is $250,000 ring earner and Millionaire Club member, Miss Stephanie Moore. So we want to encourage you to plug back into that in about 23-4 minutes. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, all I have to say, Randy, is I want to look for the people on the call, God, family, Legal Shield, and let's just get out there and make it happen. God bless you.
Good night, everyone.